Today on Experts, Jeff Jackal with Jackal Law. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Boley, Bureau of Labor and Industries, has come out with an interesting new tactic, I guess.
Right. So, Boley has broad investigative powers into wage and hour compliance throughout the state of Oregon. And typically, that's come after an employee files a complaint or calls and says, hey, I'm having trouble, I'm not getting paid the right way, or maybe I don't get my breaks or meal periods. And then Boley will send out an investigator and conduct a compliance audit. And Oregon law requires the employer to grant them access to the place of work to conduct that investigation. What's changed is recently in March of this year, Boley made an announcement regarding some sanctions that they imposed on a seafood processing plant over on the coast. And nothing is really interesting about that per se. But when they made the announcement, they also said that they had formed this new unit. They call it the PI unit, or Proactive Investigation and Enforcement Unit. And they said following their issuing the sanctions, they announced that their newly formed PI unit, this Proactive Investigation and Enforcement Unit, was now conducting random audits of the entire seafood processing industry across the coast there.
All right. Now, you said two things that really trigger me here. One, this unit is called Proactive, and then you said random. So explain to me what those words really impact is.
Well, this PI unit essentially now is taking a proactive approach. Rather than waiting for a complaint to come in from an aggrieved employee, they're going to now randomly conduct audits to really and use this enforcement power that they have to go out and enter anyone's business at a quote unquote reasonable time and then ask questions of employees. They can inspect your records to determine whether or not, in their opinion, you're complying with Oregon's wage and hour laws.
So now they can just come knock on a business's door anytime, you know, that's reasonable, and without
right.
being pre-announced, hi, we're here to talk to all of your employees and
right.
ask them questions and see how you're doing.
Yes, that's what the law technically on its face allows. There are circumstances where employers will not let them in. They'll call the lawyers. They'll try and freeze things out. Well, Boley has announced essentially that's not allowed. We're allowed to come in. We don't have to have lawyers with us. We don't have to have anyone with us in particular when we're talking to your employees. We're allowed to ask questions and figure out what's going on, and we can do so really at our will, which is a big issue. And it should cause concern to employers throughout Central Oregon, in particular because at a recent employers conference, Boley was there and announced that a new target of theirs is going to be hospitality and restaurant industries.
Oh, and that would make Central Oregon a big target.
Right. So anyone in that industry, really anyone, can be subject to one of these random audits with no notice.
How can an employer be prepared?
Well, this takes government enforcement to a new level. And this law has been around for some time. But the way that Boley is now using it is very different. And like it or not, that's the reality. So it really emphasizes the point that employers have to be prepared and ready to go, and making sure they're already in compliance before this happens. And that's really the technical issues of having good employment practices, making sure your employees are properly classified, making sure their wage statements have the right information on them, making sure that they take their meal and rest breaks, that you have policies in place that allow for that, not only that allow for that, but also obviously your enforcing those policies to make sure that people are taking those breaks. Boley has a very proactive vision of how that's supposed to work. Rather than just sitting back as the employer and hoping everyone takes their meal and rest breaks, Boley expects you to be managing that, making sure people actually are doing that, which is a different approach and philosophy, particularly for employers I'm finding here in Central Oregon.
Well, it's always been kind of a laid-back sort of attitude for a lot
right.
of people that, you know, I just kind of work through my lunch hour, or I, you know, if the employee doesn't feel burdened,
right,
is this still going to be a problem for the employer?
Yeah, because Boley believes that under the law that should happen regardless of whether the employee wants to take that break or not. Now, there are provisions where you can have waivers of your meal periods, but not your break periods. But you have to have that in writing. You need to make sure you have a system in place that documents that, so that when and if they do show up, that you have the records to support the fact that, yeah, that employee voluntarily waived their meal period and didn't feel pressured to miss it because of something the employer was doing. That can get turned around quickly by somebody, particularly an investigator, whose charge is to protect employees. That's why they are there, is to protect employees and to make sure that their workplace rights are being enforced.
All right. If you've got questions about this, it sounds like something you need to be up to date on. Check with, somebody like Jeff Chackle at Chackle Law. You can get to hold of him at chackelelaw.com. Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.